And a piece of bubble gum. But a grocery bag might be double, might have two bags together. Then the two would be called a bag. And you might be able to put in, like, you know, $10 worth of groceries in that.
What would those probably be made of once the grocer puts your purchase in?
Paper.
Well, you know, these things that would be made of a rough, heavy type of cloth?
Croaker sack.
Okay.
Croaker sack.
What would you do?
Gunny sack.
Be likely to put one of those.
You'd put something like a rough type of agricultural product, say pecans or peanuts or maybe even potatoes. I don't know about potatoes. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a croaker sack called a toe sack?
Mm-hmm. Tote sack or something like that.
What about just a toe sack?
Toe sack. I don't know what that way they'd come from. Maybe from the fact that the bottom corners of it look like toes when they stick out, perhaps. But I can't think of anything else for it. Toe sack, yeah.
You ever heard of people around here calling it a jute bag?
Jute bag. Well, it's made out of jute. Yeah.
Hemp
bag.
A common term.
Hemp.
Croaker sack.
Croaker sack is usually the big one. Croaker sack. And croaker would be spelled C-R-O-A-K-E-R the way it's pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
Or croaker, which is an A on the end. It really sounds crazy sometimes. Croaker sack.
What do you hear mostly? Would you be able to say croaker or croaker?
Well, you're near a pun, you hear a lot of croaks. So, I'd say croaker. Croaker. Croaker sack.
Croaker sack,
yeah.
You
ever
hear croaker bag?
Croaker bag, yeah, maybe that. I think this whole conversation is croaking, you know that.
What about the thing that you could, well, you might buy a lot of flour in one of these things, you know, with the staves and the wooden thing.
Barrel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might buy flour in that, but I'd be surprised. You'd probably buy something liquid and something like that, because staves would be too hard to transport. Besides, that's actually a very skilled product.
What about something smaller than a barrel that nails used to be packed in?
Boxes.
Or shaped like a barrel, except smaller.
Keg.
Yeah.
Keg of nails.
Yeah. These things that run around the barrel to keep staves in place, you call them?
Staves?
No.
No. I have no idea what you'd call those. Rings?
Okay.
That's what I would call them. I wouldn't have to slice that with a correct term, yes.
Well, you know, years ago they had this phrase, they called them hoops.
Oh, hoops, yeah, sure. Barrel hoops, that's a pretty neat idea.
Okay. Say if you wanted to buy a fair amount of either lard or molasses, what would that be likely to come in?
Tub. Might buy a big bucket of lard or something like that. Mm-hmm. If you buy